Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Chitty scores! That will make the highlight reel for sure!
Steve Cochran, Dean Richards, the stars of Moron Entertainment are live at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. Let's go to the United Center here on 720 WGN.
Yeah, we are having such a fun morning. The United Center is packed this morning with fans getting ready for the scrimmage that will begin at 11 o'clock this morning. And we are thrilled to have with us here at our broadcast site not only a veteran of the Chicago Blackhawks, but of the Detroit Red Wings and Montreal Canadiens, one of the legendary names in professional hockey. Chris Chelios is here, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
By the way, Dean, Chelios and I have known each other all the way back to the Loop days in the 90s, and he always does the sweetest thing whenever he sees me. I reach out to shake his hand, and he punches me right in the mouth.
Nice.
Yeah, just like the old days.
That was a big thing back there at that station, yeah. I think, right?
Yeah, you can get away with everything back then. So,
what's your feeling when you see this kind of enthusiasm for a scrimmage?
It's amazing. It's a red and white game. I mean, obviously, it's been a long summer for the fans and high expectations with all the changes, so... but again, to see the building full like this at this time of the year, it's exciting. Now they got this new scoreboard. I haven't seen it yet, but it's the biggest in the NBA, NHL. Yeah. So I can't wait to walk out and see
cool,
that.
Yeah,
it's going to be amazing.
You played for a lot of coaches in your playing career. We're now in year two with Jeremy Colliton, and the first full year for a lot of these guys, and for a lot of the Hawks players, it's a brand new guy that they've dealt with when he came in last year. What kind of chemistry increase do you think Hawks fans can see this season?
I mean, it's tough coming in the way he did, not having a training camp, so hopefully it'll help having this full training camp and instilling his systems. Special teams got a lot of work. They made some changes in the coaching too, adding Crawford there, probably to help the penalty killing, but I think Jeremy's been a lot more comfortable coming into this season. It's like, cramming when he came in like he did.
So you're one of the best defensemen ever to play the game. Defense has to be better. The penalty kill has to be better. Is that going to be the focus here?
I would think so, and it's just not the defensemen, obviously. It's the forwards being committed to playing both ends.
And the goalies?
A lot of the goaltending. I don't think that's been their biggest problem.
Nope.
Again, the special teams, the penalty killing. You got to kill penalties, and the best thing to do is just stay out of the box and be a little more disciplined.
There you go. There you go.
You can't control that to a certain extent, but they still have to do a lot better job. And I've always said the power play, just get those guys in the zone. The faceoff's already in the zone to begin with. Let them play.
And shoot the puck.
Yep, they got enough
offense.
They
got a little too fancy passing.
Yeah, but you don't tell Kaner or Taser or these guys to brink at what to do.
Like, it's funny, they don't take my call.
No, they don't listen to me. And they shouldn't. They're doing great. But defense.
What's going through the minds of the players as they are getting ready to hit the ice today?
I mean, again, you're always excited in the beginning of the year. Come January, February, there's a little bit of a lull, but then the end is near, with the playoffs coming. But everybody's excited. I think it's really important for them to get off to a great start. You saw last year they put a little push on and got back in the playoff race. But you can't play playoff hockey all season long. It's too much of a grind. So you don't want to be playing catch-up hockey. And I think these guys know that. And hopefully they get off to a really good start. They made some good changes.
I know you didn't get to play with Jonathan Toews, but you got to play against him. And obviously you've watched him play for all these years now. What type of a leader is he, especially because of last season, where the year prior he hit kind of a down spell, and he comes back with one of the best years of his career at his age?
Yeah, I mean, I compare him to a guy like Steve Yzerman. They seem identical. Even the look in their eyes is identical. I think Taser, that was one of his favorite players growing up. He turned into a great two-way player, a leader, and... Again, his work ethic is second to none. I had the same agent. We trained together, and his focus is amazing. So, again, you don't want to put too much burden on him. Hopefully, this kid coming in, Doc, once he gets healthy
Kirby
again,
Doc,
and I don't know if he's going to step in right away, but physically, he looks like a kid who can just step right in. He's got a man's body and be that depth that they're missing.
On paper, which, as you know, the games are played on ice, not on paper.
Yep.
But on paper, this roster looks unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think offense is the issue. It's a matter of playing team defense and being committed to that. And it's going to come. The goals will come. They got a great goaltender in Crawford. He looks like he's healthy.
And a great backup now as well.
Exactly. So they'll be pushing each other. And you need a good backup goaltender to steal those games when your number one's not playing. Again, they could have easily been in the playoffs. It's not. They got off to a real tough start and couldn't play catch-up hockey all year. Getting in the playoffs is a key. You know that. St. Louis is in last place last year at Christmas. Just getting the playoffs, and they've got the skill, like you said, to finish it.
Dean, as an ambassador, a lot of people know this, some don't. They're going to see Chelly around the building an awful lot. So this is great for fans that haven't seen you in a long time. Yeah. Who I assume they come up and they're just polite and decent and always welcoming.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great position for me. I don't like work anymore, so that's why I'm not coaching. But this is the next best thing. I'm in the rink, seeing the guys in the room every once in a while. And then I think my most favorite thing is getting to work with, Bobby and Tony and Savvy. I mean, they're my childhood heroes growing up. Right. And now I'm sitting with them and watching the games with them and, visiting the fans the suites. So it's a great – right now I'm really content with what I'm doing and happy that the Hawks bring me back in that capacity.
Well, I'm just looking at the faces of the people walking by here. And then they see you. I presume it's not you or me, Steve, that they're or Joe.
I haven't been wanting to accept that yet.
They're looking at, but they see Chris sitting here, and their jaws drop. That here is a Blackhawks legend, an NHL legend,
right?
Who is just right in front of them here. So.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I said, I've gone 20 years, and it's like the ghost came back, and I'm glad I came back. And I'd always intended to come back. I just didn't want to pull my kids out of school during high school.
Sure.
But
sure.
Again, I knew this was going to be here, and Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough were, gracious enough to ask me back. And so, like I said, it's...
Well, we're glad you said yes.
Yeah, I went to my high school reunion last year. Last night.
Wow.
At Green Park down in the South Side. Yeah. And that was cool to see all the kids I grew up with.
That's got to make everybody else in the high school feel good when Chelly is, one of
But here's the thing about it. High school reunion, you look the same. There's a lot of people that have aged.
That was a problem. I was the only, kind of darker-skinned Greek kid in the Irish neighborhood.
Right.
So I was easy to pick out with his nose. Everybody was kind of disappointed. guys with no hair, gray hair, it was tough.
Right.
Did you go to Susie's afterwards in EP?
Sorry?
Did you go to Susie's afterward in Evergreen Park in 95?
Right. No.
Some good old haunts there. And again, we cannot have enough Greek people on WGN for my money anyway.
Right.
Yep. Chris, thank you for stopping by.
No,
appreciate it. We're going to take a break, update the news.
Be well, man.
And
thank you, guys.
Chris Chelios, everybody, joining us this morning.
Thank you.